Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Random topics. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who is a character you despised when you were young from some sort of fictional show? But now as an adult, you totally get it.
I have one that I think is close. I wouldn't say that I despised the character. I kind of was amused by him. But now I totally identify with him and understand his worldview, and that is Oscar the Grouch.
From Sesame Street.
From Sesame Street.
Kind of hated everybody.
Yeah, he was kind of grouchy. And I mean, there were certain times where you realized that he had a good heart and that it wasn't that he hated everyone, but it was easier for him to go around just going, I hate all of this. Everyone's an idiot. You're all stupid. And I'm just going to hole up in this can. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle has an older bit. I don't know what special it's on, but has a great Oscar the Grouch bit, jokingly. But it's essentially that. He's like, yeah, he goes into it like, Oscar, why are you such a grouch? It's because I live in a garbage can, you know?
It's a fair point.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I would say, I guess if I have one, it might be the Grinch. Kind of a lonely existence.
Well, similar. Yeah. A little similar. He's been, the Grinch was shunned by everyone.
Beaten down by life.
And once everyone came together and he was part of the action, his heart grew.
Yeah.
That's all he needed was a little bit of love.
He wanted to say he needed some inclusion.
This one, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, the way he ran from danger at every opportunity. In hindsight, the only smart one.
So true. Oh, Mr. Rogers for me.
You hated Mr. Rogers?
As a kid?
You didn't hate him.
His show was so boring.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
He was boring and he dressed stupid and I couldn't stand it. I absolutely couldn't stand his show. But as an adult, you realize how amazing that guy was.
I think he's the closest thing we have to a modern day saint, to tell you the truth.
I do.
And I also hated his show.
His show sucked.
I used to enjoy making fun of him so much, you know, when that was a thing.
There were just so many other things on that were cooler and better and more fun.
A lot of people are saying Squidward. Now, Rachel, did you grow up watching SpongeBob?
No.
No? Kelly, were you in the SpongeBob generation?
Sorry, I was editing ears. My brothers loved SpongeBob. It was like Dragon Ball Z when we were late elementary school and then early middle school. Dragon Ball Z was still super cool. And then boom, SpongeBob hit. And we watched that all the way through high school. We thought that show was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then
did you hate Squidward?
I didn't hate Squidward. I actually hated Mr. Crab because he was always shouting, which is weird because I feel like I shout a lot.
Everybody, the most common answer we're getting from people who are answering the question, what's a character you hated when you were younger but you get now? The most common answer is Squidward. Everybody's saying, I used to hate how he hated everyone. But that's the most common thing. Yeah. All of us as adults are like, now I get why some people don't like a lot of people.
Well, yeah. And I mean, as an adult when you watch that show, he's the only one who's not the most annoying. Like, if you actually knew a human being or a character like SpongeBob in real life, they're grating and annoying, and Patrick is an idiot, and Mr. Krabs is always he's just selfish and wants to steal everything. So, yeah, Squidward just wants to be left alone to play his clarinet. No one will just leave him alone.
You know what? Mine is Skyler from Breaking Bad.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It is not.
Marie?
No. Marie. Absolutely not as well. Nope.
And ooh, I bet Kelly would agree with this one. The Joker from Batman, as portrayed by Joaquin Phoenix, at least in that case. Because you realize he's that way because of a very scarred, horrific life. Mm-hmm. Even Heath Ledger's version of it.
Yeah.
Probably not the same. I don't know if you hated it.
I mean, yeah.
What about the world has kind of, this wasn't my theory or whatever, but the world kind of got on the side of, who was Billy Zabka's character in Karate Kid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
He was the one who was minding his own business. Some dude tries to steal his girlfriend, and then you know, sucker punches him at the beach and then starts a fight when he was minding his own business again when he was dressed like a skeleton rolling marijuana joints. He got hose water all over him, to quote Gary Goldman. It's terrible.
Hose water. It's true.
Gary Goldman says, it's the worst kind of water. Hose water? Are you kidding me? Rachel?
Jar Jar Binks?
No.
No. Wait, are you saying you can relate or you like him now?
I hate him.
That's not the whole question. We hate lots of things now. The question is, who did you hate that when you were young that as an adult you can relate to?
There was a second part. D.W. Reed, probably, from Arthur.
Okay. Now, I didn't grow up watching Arthur, so I don't know. But what appeals to you about him now?
She was very annoying and kind of know-it-all-y, and she always annoyed Arthur. But then also, she was kind of a boss bitch. She knew what she wanted. I aspire to be that way. She had a lot of confidence.
Yeah, the internet has told me that she wanted her brother. True?
Really?
What?
Yeah, there's all sorts of sexual tension Arthur memes.
Of course.
Floating around.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was presumably conceived and drawn by adults, and they're all weird, so yeah, I'm not surprised.
This text: I used to hate Wendy from Ozark, but now I think she has some real redeeming qualities. I'm a little concerned about you.
Redeeming? She's the craziest of them all.
Yeah,
she is.
All right, next one. Think of your answer, and then I'll have everybody say it at the same time. You ready?
Yeah.
You have a meeting at midday, and it gets moved forward 2 hours. What time does the meeting start? Okay, let me read it again.
Okay.
You have a meeting at midday and move it forward 2 hours. What time does it start now? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3.
10 o'clock.
Kelly?
10 a.m.
Howings?
10 a.m.
Joe?
I say 2 o'clock.
Midday. 2 o'clock?
Me.
Midday is 4 to you?
Wait. Oh, it gets moved ahead. No. 10 o'clock. Yeah. I misunderstood.
Well, it's 11 o'clock. No one has a meeting at noon. That's lunchtime. So 2 hours earlier.
But midday is noon.
Well, lunch meetings are a very popular thing.
Wouldn't be noon.
Midday at work is still noon.
No, most people get to work at around 9-ish, work 3 hours. Then there's 5 hours after that.
That's the old way of thinking.
Yeah, but one is one. Midday is noon.
So many people are WFH these days. Work from home.
That's true. They take a lunch break at noon.
They could have lunch at breakfast if they wanted to, and dinner for lunch.
Why are not so anymore. Many people saying 2 a.m. or 2 p.m.
Target has too many
sweatpants. Okay, so that's because some people want to know, is it bumping up or bumping back? Because when people say bumping the meeting back 2 hours or bumping the meeting forward 2 hours,
the term was move forward 2 hours. So
right,
that means
so
earlier.
Forward two hours. Some people might think boom, boom, forward, as in go from noon to 1 to 2.
Those people are wrong, though.
But I see where they're coming from. It's like a few or many.
If you push back a meeting, you would never go, oh, that must be at 10 a.m. if we're pushing it back. So back means it's later.
But it really should
forward
be.
Forward means it's earlier.
It should be the other way, but it's not.
Yeah.
Because back would be, if you're going backwards.
Exactly. When I hear, you have a meeting at 10 a.m. and you're like, we got to move it back an hour, I would think, okay, that meeting starts at 9 a.m.
But it's just not.
But it's not that way.
No.
Yeah.
All I know is that Kelly and I were right and everyone else is wrong.
That's right, Howie.
So we all agree. 11 a.m. is when the meeting would be.
10 a.m.
Got it.
10 a.m. Midday is
10.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.